Answering Objections by Lemford Beachy, published by Present Truth Ministries. The Miracles of Jesus. When Jesus was here, he raised the dead, healed the sick, controlled the weather, etc. Jesus pointed to these miracles as evidence that he was sent by God. When John the Baptist sent messengers to Jesus to find out if he was the Messiah, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 and 5. Some have concluded, since Jesus was able to perform miracles, that he possessed almighty power when he was on earth as a human. There is no doubt that Jesus possesses all power now, for he said after his resurrection, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. But the time period in question is during Christ's life on earth as a human. If he had almighty power as a human, the reality of his suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross would be in question. Please see the chapters on the death of Christ in our book, Understanding the Personality of God, for a thorough explanation of this point. Does the ability to work miracles prove that a person possesses almighty power? Peter said, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Here Peter said that the working of miracles proved that God was with him, rather than proving that he had almighty power. Jesus verified this when he said, "The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." John chapter 14, verse 10. If the ability to perform miracles proves that a person is almighty, we would have to conclude that many people in the Bible were almighty. God healed lepers through Jesus. He did the same through Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 9 through 14. God raised the dead through Jesus. He did the same through Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 32. God opened the eyes of the blind through Jesus. God closed and opened the eyes of a whole army through Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. God controlled the weather through Jesus. God stopped it from raining for 3.5 years. And then started the rain through Elijah. James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. These are just a few examples of God working miracles through others. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus was not promising to convey almighty power on his disciples, but rather to work miracles through them. The working of miracles does not prove that the one who physically spoke or performed the miracle is almighty. It is certainly true that Jesus had more authority than any human while he was here. The Father had commanded the angels to worship him while he was on this earth. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. He could command that something be done, and they would obey his command. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and chapter 4, 3. Yet Jesus acknowledged that this authority was contingent upon his Father's approval. When Peter began to fight for him, Jesus said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. All the miracles Jesus performed while he was on earth were performed by the power of God through his angels.